Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 34. On this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I have so much news to get through, including information on Street Fighter 4, Bionic Commando Rearmed, Beyond Good and Evil, Raving Rabbids, Bioshock, Sid Meier, and all sorts of cool stuff, reviews of Iron Man, Death Note, and Indiana Jones, and a retro vision on Mario Kart. All this and more this week on the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, fellow pack members, and welcome to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silver Wolf, and what a crazy 2 weeks it has been since the last show. First off, my computer busted on me. I mean, if you follow my Twitter account, you probably know where I'm going with this. It's, in case you're not following me on Twitter, just go to Twitter, that's twitter.com/SWABP, and you can follow me there or stalk me or whatever you want to do. But anyway, some of you might have found out that my computer busted on me. And, you know, I had to wait a week for a recovery disc to come in, which I found out is the exact same disc as the one I have right now, right next to me. And I pretty much had no other alternative to get my computer back, with the exception of reformatting my entire hard drive, which is not too bad, because, you know, I pretty much have everything backed up, thank God. But, you know, it's the whole, you know, trying to get my computer back is, you know, a hassle, especially since I have summer school to go through. And, you know, I've been easing my computer habits with my mom's old computer. And, let's just say that without my old computer, my life sucks, you know? Don't you just hate it when something that you love so much and it's gone? Don't you just hate when that happens? I don't know if some of you have experienced it, but yeah, I gotta thank Windows for my computer going down. Thank you very much, Windows. And I'm running on XP here, which is way better than Vista, so. But anyway, other than that, some of you may have remembered last time I had a show that I ranted so much on alcohol abuse and some guys were trying to force me to drink a lot. Well, apparently I actually talked to one of the guys again because, well, he's on a college orientation team that I'm in. And we talked a little bit and he told me that he and his friends were joking. They were joking about me drinking a lot. And to be honest, like, it really hurt me to know that they were joking about this because, as you probably realized last time, I take alcohol very seriously. I don't think alcohol is a joke. And, you know, just joking about, you know, drinking a lot, that it's not funny. It's not funny at all. I mean, I know people, and I know people who know people who have been involved or being close to being involved in alcohol-related accidents and injuries, and, you know, it's just not fun. I almost got in a car accident. The guy was drunk. So, you know, it's not funny to joke about. And, you know, but whatever. I don't want to go back to talk about alcohol. I mean, I already taught him as much as I can. We forgave each other. It's just that, you know, I need to tell him that, you know, don't joke about alcohol when I'm around. It's a really serious topic to me, that's all. Other than that, summer school starting, and I got to continue reading and writing and, you know, all that mumbo jumbo. Also, I'm actually one of the lucky people that actually got Wii Fit this week. Actually, last week. I got Wii Fit last week on the day it came out. And funny story about this. I'd rather touch on it now, so, I don't want to talk about it during the review. But what happened was, I was on the day Wii Fit was coming out, I had orientation leader duty till about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And I knew, no, as soon as I finished, cleaning everything up and everyone's heading home from their testing and everything, I had to run out of the school and run to the nearest electronics store to get a copy of Wii Fit. And 7 stores later, I actually went to a Target and they had plenty of copies in stock. And even Target was surprised that the game was really popular. I mean, chances are some of you might be still searching for a copy of Wii Fit. My best bet is try a Target. If there's a Target in your area, try that place because they didn't take any pre-orders. But places like Walmart, GameStop, Best Buy, they all took pre-orders, and they're part of the what I call the Big Three. Toys R Us, Best Buy, and GameStop are the Big Three chains of stores that are popular when it comes to buying video games. So, you may never know where you can find this game. I mean, I find pretty popular games in the most unlikely of places. So, make sure you check any store that you can when you're trying to get a copy of a game that's really popular. What else? I'm trying to recall everything. I mean, I'm so tired of trying to get my computer back, which I did, but whatever. Other than that, nothing else too much. I've been trying to catch up with all my other podcasts, and I'm just living life. And also, I've also been working out with Wii Fit a lot. I've been working on it for at least a half hour to an hour a day for now. I might increase it, but it's at least an hour on Wii Fit and it actually works. I'm no joke. It actually works. I'll have a full review on that next week. So but anyway, enough chit chat. Chit chat, chit chat, chit. I apologize for that. Let's move on with the news. First off, Capcom has announced that Street Fighter 4 will not only be released in the arcades, there is a possibility that it will be released on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and even the PC. So, which is not surprising because I pretty much knew a lot about Street Fighter when it came out on the Super Nintendo. That's where my whole addiction to Street Fighter started. So I'm not surprised that Street Fighter 4 will be available in and ho on home consoles, but I wish they can also announce it for the Wii as well. I think it'll be good on the Wii, but I don't know. It's up to Capcom. Also, the remake of Bionic Command, the original Bionic Commando game that was released on the NES, no, known as Bionic Commando Rearmed. It was expected to be released sometime this month, but unfortunately, it has been pushed back to probably later this year, like probably by the end of the summer or maybe the beginning of the fall. But it will be released, and it'll be able for download on PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. But for those of you who are willing to get the game, it's gonna be pushed back a little bit. Also, the new massive multiplayer online game Age of Conan has reached by Funcom, it has reached over 400,000 players in its first week. And for an MMORPG besides World of Warcraft, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, I think Age of Conan might, World of Warcraft might have some competition. So, we'll see how it all goes, see who will stand supreme, which is more than likely gonna be World of Warcraft because it has like 10 million players or something like that. It's a really big game. But you may never know what's gonna happen. So, but I congratulate Funcom for having 400,000 players in its first week. So good job on that. Next up, Ubisoft has announced that there will be a sequel to Beyond Good and Evil. That's right. Hang on a second. Raise your hand if you have played Beyond Good and Evil. You know, the game that got really good reviews and due to a bunch of other games, it wasn't that popular. Anyone? Anyone? I thought so. But anyway, Ubisoft has announced that Beyond Good and Evil 2 will be released. It's currently in the works, but unfortunately it doesn't have a release date just yet. My prediction is probably going to be beginning of, like, late 2008 or beginning of 2009. I am not 100% sure, so just sit tight. It will come. But if you haven't played the original Beyond Good and Evil yet, I encourage you to check it out. It's on multiple platforms, and you know, just check it out because it's a really fun game. Next up from Ubisoft, a new Raving Rabbids game is going to be released. Right, I think it's a tradition that there will be a Raving Rabbids game every holiday, and this game will be released in the this holiday season. It's going to be called Raving Rabbids TV Party. Yeah, Raving Rabbids, not Raving Rabbids 3, not Raving Rabbids something. It's Raving Rabbids TV Party. It's going to be the same type of game as we're accustomed to from the previous Rayman games. It's going to have mini games. It's going to have those crazy rabbits that go bah, 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 bah. It's going to have all those crazy rabbits. And also, the balance board will be used. For those of you who have the balance board will be used in this upcoming game. And even the people at Ubisoft has announced that it's going to be the first Wii balance board game that's going to use your butt. No joke. In fact, one of the games that was unveiled when this announcement was made was some sort of a sledding game where you ride a bull down a snowy hill. I am not kidding, folks. You ride a bull using the Wii balance board. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. And apparently the storyline is going to be that the rabbits have taken over TV stations. And, of course, Rayman's a little ticked off about it. And the rabbits have taken over sports channels, music channels, news channels, and even advertisements. So, we'll see how this game goes when it's released late this year. Next up, for those of you who are still, who still haven't played Bioshock yet, and you don't own an Xbox 360 or a PC that can play this game, don't you worry, because in October, Bioshock will be released on the PlayStation 3, so look forward to that. Next up, Sid Meier, a complete genius behind Civilization games and SimCity and all these great games. He will be in the next Guinness World Records Gamer Edition book as the person with the most awards, the most gaming awards than anyone else. So, I don't see no surprise with this because Sid Meier is a genius. I don't care what other people say. This guy's a genius when it comes to creating a really good simulation game. Really good, addicting, fun Civilization games. And all the other games that he's created. So I'm not surprised that he's going to be in the book of records for winning the most awards. So, good job, Sid. Next up, Tecmo has announced... Well, not too long ago, they have announced that they are going to... release another Tecmo Bowl game for the Nintendo DS that'll be released in September, but now they have announced another Tecmo Bowl game to be released on the Wii. So all you Tecmo Bowl fans who just been playing Tecmo Bowl through Virtual Console, hey, it's going to come out. It's going to come out for the Wii again. Well, it's a different version of the game, but. And they also have announced that even though EA has every single NFL right, every single NFL right known to man, Tecmo has announced that they will have their own teams, and you know they'll create their own teams and their own logos and all that stuff, and they'll even let players customize their own teams. So I think that's a pretty good bonus. And they also said that it's not going to be released till 2009, so, you know, just hold on tight there. Next up, this is really exciting. Namco Bandai has announced that they will resurrect Splatterhouse. That's right. The classic arcade TurboGrafx-16 game will be released again for both the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. And I have seen some shots of this game. And it's bloody. Very bloody. And gory. And bloody. And it'll feature like 2x4s, shovels, dismembering, and all sorts of good stuff. Good for the kids. And what's even better for the kids is that the enemies in the game will be able to tear off the limbs of the main character. No joke. You'll actually see his limbs fly in all sorts of different directions and have blood squirt out. Just like in that one scene in Kill Bill. It's going to squirt out like a fountain. Oh yeah. But never fear, because the main character can call upon the power of the Terror Mask that made the game so famous, and you can actually see him regenerate parts of his body. Now, it's not going to be just a flash of light, and one moment it's going to be his arm cut off, and next moment it's going to be his arm come back. No. You're going to see all the bones, all the muscle, all the veins, everything just regenerate out his body and into his hand. I actually seen some screenshots of this too. And it kind of looks kind of weird. So expect that game pretty soon. Finally, in news, some three short stories. Kojima has said that Metal Gear Solid will, even though they did say Metal Gear Solid 4 was going to be the last game, but Kojima said, announced that Metal Gear Solid will always be around, but the next game, he's not going to be, you know, headlining it. Like, he's not going to be, you know, going to be at the helm of the game. He's probably going to be in the back, probably producing it, or probably creating it, or, you know, something. But he will be somewhat involved in the Metal Gear Solid series, but he's not going to be heading it. Also, Saints Row 2 will be delayed until October 14th. And finally, Ubisoft has also announced an anti-smoking game to be released in November for the Nintendo DS called Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And it's going to be based on its clinics and the best-selling books. So for those of you who are smoking, I would check this out. And besides that, that's it for the news. And let's move on to the reviews for this week. I know these movies have been out for a while, and chances are you've probably seen them already. Chances are you've probably seen these movies already, except for one, because it was only in for 2 days and it's only in select theaters. But, you know, if you've seen these movies already, well, good for you. And, you know, you can always hear someone else's opinion on it. So, but if you haven't, I might spoil it a little bit. But I might spoil the movies a little bit. But, so just be warned. First off, Iron Man. I just gotta say, this movie is awesome. Just awesome. Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. Not only does he look so much like Tony Stark, but also he has his attitude. He's, you know, he's a great actor. It's good to see him, you know, clean his act all clean up. And he's just great, that's all. The storyline, I kind of like how they changed from the original storyline to kind of like a more modern storyline with terrorist activity. Pretty much the story is Tony Stark was showcasing his Jericho missile, which is awesome. And apparently terrorists kidnap him, and he discovered that his own weapons are being used by terrorists. And in order for him to fight back against terrorists, he develops this suit that is just awesome. And, you know, he pretty much stops terrorism. But I don't want to spoil. I don't really want to spoil the story. It's a pretty good story, by the way. It's pretty good, pretty basic. It kind of explains the origin of Iron Man a little bit. And I just gotta say, this movie altogether is awesome. I can't really think of anything that'll make the movie bad. I mean, as long as it had some sort of Stan Lee cameo in it, which it does, it's all right in my book. So. To make this review short, if you have not seen this movie, go out and see this now, because it is so good. And also, make sure you wait till after the credits. Wait till after the credits for this movie, because it is a small little scene they don't want to miss. But anyway. Unlike my game reviews, I usually give movie reviews, like, you know, a score of 5, so, I just gotta say that Iron Man is just perfect. It has a lot of action, it has comedy, great story, great acting, the Iron Man suit is just freaking sweet, and, you know, just go out and see this movie. Nobody doubt it. Go out and see this. Out of 5, it's a 5. 5 out of 5. Go on, see this movie now. And I just can't wait for this movie to come on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever. So, check it out. Next up is Death Note. Now, this movie was only played at certain locations. And it was only played for 2 days. But I got a chance to see it. And what this movie is, it's pretty much based off the famous Japan animated series and manga series about this kid named Light, also known as Kira, and he discovers this notebook that when you write a person's name in it, that person will die. The person will die of a heart attack if you just write his name down, or in detail if you write in detail within like 15 minutes. So he picks up this book. And he sees all these criminals that have done these horrible crimes, and they haven't even gotten, like, they got, like, minimal sentence or gone off scot-free, and they didn't get the justice they deserve. So whenever he sees this criminal, he writes down the person, he writes down the name, and the person dies. He gets what he deserves. But the police are catching on to this. And they hire the assistance of someone named L, who, you know, you'll find out later in the film, who's one heck of a sugar junkie. But anyway, they hire the assistance of L, and that's where the mind games begin. As they find out when and where these attacks are happening, how's it going on, and, you know, just trying to piece together the puzzle of who is Kira, who is killing these people, who, what the heck is going on? And I just got, and that's pretty much the story in general. The acting is very well done, even though it is Japanese. The whole movie was made in Japan, and the movie was dubbed using the English voice cast for the anime Death Note, But that doesn't derive from the acting. It's still pretty good voice acting. I just gotta say that the actors look almost like they would in both the manga and the anime. They look really good, and they're also really awesome actors. Ryuk, the Shinigami, man, he looks awesome. And he's pretty much like one of the comic reliefs of the film, so, you know, expect some good quotes and very funny stuff to come out from him. But anyway, anyway, Death Note was such a great movie, even though I was really upset that it was only in my theater for 2 days. But if this movie ever comes out on DVD, I would check it out. It's a really good film. And there will also be a sequel called Death Note Part 2, The Last Name. So I'm expecting that to come out probably a little later this year. Can't wait. So if you ever spot Death Note, the movie DVD, anywhere, I would pick it up. But in the meantime, I would check out both the manga and the anime, the manga in bookshelves, and the anime on Cartoon Network or on DVD, and just check it out. It's a really, really sweet series. I love it. Finally, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Now, I've been looking forward to this movie for a while. I mean, I love Indiana Jones. And who doesn't? I mean, he's a really popular movie character. The trilogy is awesome. And you cannot go anywhere without spawning some sort of Indiana Jones. Like, something Indiana Jones. Like, there are Indiana Jones toys, there's fan fictions, there's books, there's video games. There's even Disney attractions. I mean, there's a stunt show in Walt Disney World, there's a ride in Disneyland, there's a ride in Paris, there's a ride in Tokyo, and there's probably going to be something over at Hong Kong soon, I don't know, but pretty much Indiana Jones is everywhere, and hearing about this movie, we're all pretty excited, and I got a chance to check it out not too long ago, and even though I heard a lot of people said that, you know, some people give it okay reviews, or, you know, bad reviews, or good reviews, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of mixed reaction with this movie. And I just want to throw out my opinion on this movie. I just gotta say that this is a good movie. I don't care what everyone else says. I like this movie. It's not the best Indiana Jones I've seen, but it is still pretty good. I mean, I would rate this above Temple of Doom. But, Raiders, then Crusade, then this, then Temple of Doom. But it was a good movie. And I didn't go into the movies, you know, expecting something beyond Last Crusade. Or Raiders of the Lost Ark. I just came in there just as a regular moviegoer, sitting down and just watching a movie. That's all I came in, you know, that was my attitude towards the movie. And I think I picked the right attitude. It was just a good, you know, action popcorn film. I mean, just sit down, grab some popcorn, a soda, and just enjoy the movie. That's how I came in. And I just gotta say, it was pretty good. I was impressed. But there were a few things but there were some good things. I mean, some nods to the previous film. Harrison Ford was excellent. Shia LaBeouf was pretty good, and, you know, just, like, the story altogether was pretty decent, but there were a few things that I didn't really like. I mean, first off, the drag race in the desert, it just kind of felt out of place. I mean, it could have been better if it was just, you know, people, like, you know, all these army soldiers just driving to Area 51, but I don't think the whole drag race was pretty necessary. A couple other things that I wasn't a really big fan of. Like, this whole story involving extraterrestrial life, it kind of felt, you know, with the other movies involving some sort of religion, This kind of felt a little out of place. So, I mean, it kind of felt weird. And also, some of the special effects, you know, were kind of generic, and I wasn't really a big fan of some of the special effects. And now I'm spoiling this for a little bit, so just fast forward for about 10 seconds. The alien and the spaceship at the end, I keep fast forwarding this for about 5 more seconds. The alien and the spaceship at the end were kind of generic, and I wasn't really a big fan of that because they just looked, too cliche. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, other than that, I mean, this was still a pretty good movie, and it was pretty enjoyable. It had, you know, all the pieces fit together, and, you know, it was all right. I'm not saying, like I said before, I'm not saying this is, like, the best Indiana Jones film. I'm just saying that it is pretty good. And, you know, this, like, I would get this on DVD when it comes out, but I would not really, you know, reflect on this film too much because, you know, it was like 19 years since the last film, and, you know, the gap pretty much shows in this film. But, you know, I will mostly reflect on the original trilogy. I think this one was just more of a, you know, felt more like a cash-in, or, you know, some people were just running out of ideas, or, you know, I think it was time for Indiana Jones to have some sort of comeback. But, you know, like I said, I wouldn't really, you know, go back to this film like 20 years later. But still, it was a pretty good film. I was really excited to see Indiana Jones back. And it was also pretty fun too. I mean, there's a few good jokes, some corny, but you know, it's Indiana Jones. And like I said, I liked it. All in all, like, this movie was pretty good. I would give it 3.5 out of 5. That's all. That's pretty much what I'm getting. So it was good, but I think it's just seeing just once, and probably just getting on a DVD, and maybe getting on a DVD if you liked it. Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to give my score for Death Note. 5 out of 5. It's good. But anyway, that's about it for the reviews. Iron Man, 5. Death Note, 5. Indiana Jones, 3.5. It was good. Like, all these movies are good. Indiana Jones, you know, I would more likely just stick to the original trilogy, you know. So, but anyway, that's about it for the reviews. Let's move on to the final segment of the show, which is the Mario Kart series. Even though which I promised last week. So, here's my retrospect on Mario Kart. And for those of you who want to race me on Mario Kart Wii, just email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com with your code, your Wii friend code for Mario Kart, and I'll reply and give you mine. And also, if you want, you can give your Brawl code and your Wii console friend code, and, you know, I'll share, you know, we'll exchange them and, you know, message and all that good stuff. So make sure you email me your code, because, you know, once I just give you your code, it doesn't do it automatically. We both have to exchange codes. I mean, we both have to give each other's codes. So, just keep that in mind, and just email me your code if you want to race me in Mario Kart or any other future game. So, yeah. Anyway, back to the Retrovision. The whole Mario Kart series started way back when the Super Nintendo came out not too long ago. And I actually remember playing this as a kid. And, you know, when I played it, you know, a while ago, it was a pretty fun game. And, you know, you get all the items, and you got all the characters racing around in these little carts. And it was a pretty fun game at the time. And it was pretty good. It was fun. It was addicting, and it was a great party game for two players. And you know, if you ever get, and if it ever comes on video, virtual console, or you find it anywhere else, I'll get it. It's that fun. And a few years later, we get Mario Kart 64, which is which is in 3D, 64-bit graphics, 2D sprites. You got Wario instead of Koopa, great races and like great racetracks. And this game is the ultimate party game, especially when it comes to four players. I mean, you can race against each other, see who crosses the finish line, or you can even battle each other in battle mode, which is always the best. I mean, you drive around, you get to shoot the shells. It was just awesome, and it still is. And that's available on Virtual Console, so I would check it out if you haven't played it yet. And I just gotta say, you know, Mario Kart 64 is pretty much one of the better ones because it's so simple, it's so fun, and you know, the graphics at the time were pretty good. So yeah, I would. So yeah, it's such a really fun game. Then we got Mario Kart World Circuit for the Game Boy Advance. Now, this is the game that I only played when a friend of mine had it, and we play against each other in a two player, and it's still a pretty good game, and it's kind of like a nice reminder of the first Mario Kart game. It was so simple. You get to, you know, rate it's the same basic game, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of you know, of the original Mario Kart game. So that was pretty cool. Then for the Nintendo GameCube comes Mario Kart Double Dash. And what was really unique about this game was the use of two players per vehicle, and you know, depending on which characters you choose and which vehicle you have can really determine like how fast you go or how much you weigh or your drift or you know whatever. It involved a lot of strategy though. And it involved a lot of strategy, and it was a good co-op game with friends. So, you know, it was still pretty enjoyable, but I think you know they kind of it was kind of too much for some gamers. But it was still a pretty fun game. Then we go on to the Nintendo DS with Mario Kart DS, and I just gotta say that this game was just awesome. It still is. It still is one of the most popular titles from the Nintendo DS. It went back to its old days. It's in 3D. Also went back to its old days with single characters, and it was even one of the first games to feature classic courses, like going back to the original games and you know driving around the cla like some of the older courses that was on Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and Game Boy Advance. And what really made this game cool was online play, and you can play against people online. You get your own friend code. You can play against your friends. And if you have a Nintendo DS and you don't have this game, do yourself a favor and get it. It's probably, you know, it probably has a really good price now, so I will go on and check this game out. It is really, really fun, and I still play it once in a while. So check it out. And with that, we reached Mario Kart Wii, which I reviewed not too long ago, and it's still pretty good. And just looking back at it now, seeing how Mario Kart has gone from like Super Nintendo to Nintendo Wii, pretty much almost every console had a Mario Kart game except the original Game Boy and Game Boy Color Virtual Boy, which you know some people might or might not have. But that's a different story. You know, pretty much almost every Nintendo console had, like, since Super Nintendo had its own Mario Kart game, and it's become, you know, I think it's probably starting to become a like a tradition that when a new Nintendo console comes out, there has to be some sort of Mario Kart game. So, I mean, why not? And like I said, now looking at it, how it's gone from 16-bit to to Nintendo Wii, I mean, is really, you know, it's really getting better, and so far it hasn't really, you know, changed all that much. This is what I like about video games, that, you know, video games and their sequels, is that I like it when, you know, games don't really change too much from its original, from, you know, the original game. Yeah, I would admit some tweaks here and there would be good, like graphics or different controls or different features. You know, I like that about games, and Mario Kart's a really good example of how it hasn't really changed much since, you know, since it began, and that's the reason why it's such a fun game. It's never changed. It's still fun. You can still race. You can still use weapons. You can still battle. And overall, it's still just a really cool game. And what's next for Mario Kart? Well, I don't know. I mean, Nintendo hasn't really announced any sequel yet. I mean, no, the game just came out not too long ago. Come on. But, you know, I would be happy if there will be another Mario Kart game coming out for either Nintendo DS or Nintendo Wii. So yeah, I would, you know, I'm looking forward to the next Mario Kart game, if there's ever another one. So, but other than that, you know, pretty much all the Mario Kart games have been really good. They're a lot of fun to play, especially with friends. So if you're going to have a party, you know, I would recommend picking up a copy of Mario Kart so you can all just race against each other and see who's the best. So, but, you know, once again, Mario Kart, such a great series. I love it. But anyway, with that, I think it's time to end the show. I hope you all enjoyed this week's edition of the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. Next time, I'll have reviews of Wii Fit and Dr. Mario, both for the Nintendo Wii. And other than that, I don't know. But also, make sure you check out your RSS feeds on either iTunes or wherever you get the show from, because you may never know when I can throw in something at any time. So keep an eye out for extra content. And don't forget to check out the blog over at swabp.blogspot.com and email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. The music from this show comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Until next time, thank you for listening. Rock on!